So, Becky, we were watching Wednesday, like the Addams Family show that's on right now. And what happened to us tonight?
A bat flew out from behind the curtain and we screamed and threw the dog in the air and we're wusses. And so we're running around the house trying to find this bat and we call our friend Adam Modero, who is so good at things like this, and he came to our rescue.
So we thought, hey, Adam, let's do a podcast. It's about midnight right now. Adam's been here for about an hour and a half and Adam found the bat. Okay, for those of you that know Charlie, Charlie's fine. He did flip a couple of times off my lap, but Charlie's fine. But Adam, regarding the bat, what happened?
First of all, I found it twice. Let's be clear. I walk in. We're looking for any tight, small area where the bat might have taken refuge. The thing to keep in mind is the bat doesn't want to be in the house any more than you want it to be in your house. And so after a couple quick checks, we found it behind some drapes. And unfortunately, that was about the worst place it could be because there was no solid backing where I could trap it. And I didn't want
to. I have to interrupt right now because Adam was wearing a balaclava over his head and long gloves, and he was very prepared. I was very impressed when he showed up and was doing this.
And as he was doing that, and I went around and went outside because the dog was going crazy, I come back and it came down, right?
Well, strictly speaking, it came up. So I had tried to trap the bat because I know it's unavoidable sometimes, but I don't want to hurt the bat. I don't want to damage the bat anymore. It's just as scared as we are. And so I was trying to trap it so that I could transport it outside. And unfortunately, the way I had trapped it left it just enough room to sneak up over the bar that the curtain was attached to. And then it set up for round two.
So as Becky is so much braver than I am.
I'm holding the flashlight for Adam. And we see it now. It's flying in big circles in our living room. And Adam says, down. So I'm looking, what is it going to go down on the floor? And then Adam finally said to me,
no, get down.
So Becky gets down. I come around the corner. I see the bat flying. I scream like a little boy again. And so Adam says, get down. And then he says, Tim, could you go get the front door open and shine the light so it comes out? And I'm like, oh my goodness, I'm in the path of the bat in the door. But guess what? He didn't go outside. No. Where did he go, Adam?
Well, the bat outsmarted all of us. The bat decided to go upstairs. And so we followed it once we figured out it had left. And it didn't go on a curtain this time. It didn't go on a wall or a window frame like I had hoped. It went on a glass light globe, which is maybe more difficult to trap on than a curtain.
Right above my head.
Yeah. So we're in the hallway looking in all the rooms, trying to figure out what tiny crack it's hiding behind. And then it was right above our heads the whole time.
So, okay. So you notice it's on the globe. And then I saw Becky scurry downstairs and get a couple of things. Becky, what did you get?
Well, we tried several different sizes of bowls, but because of the size of the light fixture that the bat was adhered to, none of them would work. So I think it was maybe the third or fourth thing that I finally found. I went down to the basement and got a big bucket, and that was then what worked. And then a cutting board, a flexible plastic cutting board to slide between the bucket and that, which of course, Adam is perched on the top of a stool, balancing this bucket with one hand, trying to slide the cutting board in. And he lasted up on top of that stool for a long time holding that.
Again, the trick is we don't want to hurt the bat, yes, but we also want to heavily incentivize it to stop clinging to all of the surfaces and just fall into the bucket we've provided so lovingly for it.
And for those of you wondering, the bat did not squeal. It scritchy scratched a little bit. And Adam, you got it into the bucket.
Got it into the bucket, secured the cutting board over the top, made sure we could all see and hear that it was inside. It was nice that it was a translucent bucket, so we could all see kind of the silhouette when we shone a flashlight on it. And then I took it to a tree. Something I found out when I removed a bat from my in-law's house earlier this summer is if you're ever in this situation, take the bat to a tree. Because bats aren't great at flying from the ground. They like a perch like a tree that they can kind of leap off from. So I took the bucket to a tree, slowly let the cutting board out, and the bat crawled up about 5 feet further on the tree and then flew off almost right back into the garage.
That would have been another podcast story. I just real quick, we all have bat stories. When I was very young, a senior in high school, I had mononucleosis really, really bad. And I was sick and a bat shows up in our house that night. And my mom and dad put underpants on their head, two badminton rackets, and are chasing the bat around. Now they get the bat, they take it outside, and they told me about this story. And I said to both of them, thank God I was heavily medicated at the time because I did not want to see that. But Adam, you did not have that. What did you wear in order to protect yourself from the bat?
So like Becky described, I had a mask, a full head mask that I usually wear for running in cold weather.
So he was sweating profusely.
So all but my eyes were covered, and then gardening gloves that go up to my elbows for those prickly plants. Because the thing with bats is they love to have rabies, and while the risk was low relatively, and I'm certainly no biologist, no bat expert, no animal expert by any means, the risk is not worth taking. So I'm trying to protect any contact to myself and everyone else as best I can, knowing that I'm going to be bothering this creature and I don't want it to make contact with me. As much skin as I could cover, I tried to.
But I would say that the definition of a good friend is somebody who would come over at 10:30 at night to help rescue you from the bat flying around in your house. So thank you very much, Adam.
Oh, don't mention it. Thanks to my wife, Juliet, who, when I said, should I go over and see if I can help? She said, you're not doing anything else.
And for all of you Cub fans that are out there listening, we had more bat action in our house than the Cubs have had over the past 2 weeks. Trust me. But Adam Mottero, thank you so much for coming over and saving us from the bat. And I guess to finish off, Adam, really quick for everybody as they're listening, what are some, if there somebody has a bat in their house, what are three or four things they should do to get that bat out safely?
Safely for both them and the bat is the top priority. The number one thing is the hardest thing. Try not to panic. I know it's unexpected, and they are fast, flitty little creatures. But they don't want to be there any more than you want them to be there. So try not to panic. If you can figure out where it is in a room, leave it alone until you can figure out what your plan of action is. If you can and you feel comfortable trapping it in a large Tupperware and then again moving it to a tree, that's up to you. If you would rather an expert, a professional do that, I'm not going to tell you what your safety level should be. But then once that has been taken care of, the thing to make sure of is that there are no more and that this won't happen again. Call someone who can inspect your house, see if there are A, any more bats, or B, any other place where bats could come in the future. There's a pretty good chance they won't happen again, but you want to make sure of that. This isn't something you want to have happen every weekend. Again, keep yourself safe. If you can, keep the bat safe. Take it calm. They want to get out as much as you want them to get out we're just speaking different languages. That's the trickiest part of it.
Well, Adam, thank you very much. Becky and I will now be able to sleep.
Thank you.
Thank you. Charlie's sleeping right now. Now he's looking over here wondering what is going on. But thank you, Adam. And for those of you that have bats in your home, remember, collect them, get them out safe, put them near a tree, and more importantly, keep yourself safe. Thank you, Adam.
Anytime.